Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer and sharing the gospel with someone new together. A prayer to share the gospel with someone new, written and read by Chris Eyt. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 15. I am reading through John's Gospel with my children at the moment. We study a passage in the car whilst my wife drives each morning on the way to dropping them off at school. I will often ask them the question, what does the word gospel mean? And they've come to understand the answer, good news. But I remind them that the word gospel, aka good news, is meant to be said with a smile. How many times have we been to a religious service and heard a minister echoing his voice solemnly, the gospel according to, well, if it is the gospel, logically we should be showing that in our voice and every aspect of our demeanour. I don't mean if you struggle with mental health you should force a smile or must pretend to feel physically good if unwell. But the gospel is precisely the gospel because it is light for those walking in all types of darkness. It is the hope we need in the nightmare, and that's what we remember at Easter. The gospel takes us not just to the cross, but out the other side to the empty grave. Other people are living through nightmares too, but they don't know the hope in Jesus. You may not be the next Billy Graham sharing the gospel with millions, but you may be called instead to give loving attention to just one other person. In the parable of the talents, God rewards the man who makes 5 times as much money from the 5 talents given to him. And the servant who makes twice as much from the 2 given is also rewarded, but the one who buries his talent is punished. If you know Jesus as Lord and Saviour, you may not have been given 5 talents to share, but it's very likely you've been given 2. So do share the gospel today with someone new. A member of your family, or a mum or dad at school, or an office worker, or a lonely old woman sitting on a bench, or a drunk propping up a bar. Build relationships for the Lord. Yes, I am saying this to myself too. Let's focus on the 1 or 2 people with the same loving strength as God has focused on you and I. Give priority to friendships with others and love as Christ loves us. Let us pray. Lord, there are millions of people walking into hell because they don't know you or refuse your love. You once said that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. There are dying people who need to receive you. I know it is impossible for me to love in my own strength, but I can love because you first loved me. So today I open my heart to you, Holy Spirit, and ask you to move through me to strangers. Give me insight and revelation to reach the lost. Give me confidence to approach others and build friendships with them. Help me to listen, help me to speak in love. Give me afresh the anointing needed so that they can know there is indeed the living God and he cares for them. I lay down my life for your cause, because only your cause is worthy. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.